You are listening to Real World News.
Diversity Panel, Colombian social organizations propose new project for land use based on unity. The organizations that held the National Agrarian Peasant Ethnic and Popular Summit last week in Colombia rejected the so-called National Agrarian Pact used by the government to end the conflict in the country's rural areas and moved forward in paving the way for a consensus single pact. The summit began on March the 15th at the Sports Stadium of Bogotá. The panel underlined the need for peasant, indigenous, African descendant organizations, as well as social and political movements to move forward in a process of unity that will consolidate the dialogue based on the differences and strengths of the regions, which defends their project of life, territory and nature. ONIC representative Fernando Arias said, quote, "The immediate challenge, as all social processes and organizations have, is to strengthen our purpose of unity, to confront the ruling model, which systematically excludes, displaces, murders, and discriminates against them." Arias said that while in 2013 they proposed a convergence, in 2014 they are talking about the unity of Colombian social organizations around a broad and common platform. The speakers categorically rejected the Colombian government's consultation strategy with the peasant sector, dubbed National Agrarian Pact. They considered it a smoke curtain that fails to take into account the basic causes that have destroyed production in the countryside, said José Santos of the Black Communities Process. On this issue, Santos said the Colombian land use is unfair and illegitimate. He said, quote, "We should use land based on an African descendant and peasant criterion of the grassroots and of the indigenous peoples. We should refound this country as a country of nationalities, of ethnic and grassroots groups. The African Colombians believe this is a key aspect to understand the unity of social forces. The proposal of having a single project that includes the perspective of the different organizations that participated in the summit was considered as something that goes beyond the demands of each social group. It is expected that this project will succeed and include structural and political items in the agenda." Arias said that this aspect was not sorted with last year's mobilization. There was a call to include the structural issues in the project, the economic development model, the mining energy policy, and free trade agreements. The panel ended by proposing a big convergence to build a new country based on diversity. José Santos said they need to think and create a broad, inclusive space to build a nation of ethnic and cultural nationalities. Real World Radio is covering the Colombian Agrarian Summit as part of the popular communication convergence of social movements.
You are listening to Real World News.